The following program has been pre-recorded.
It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich coming to you from the studios of Today's Wish, 99.7 FM, here in Pittsburgh, and a good Saturday morning to you. Thanks for tuning into our program. We are here Saturday mornings from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, and we take questions up to about 9 after the program. Program's over in a half hour, 8 o'clock, and we'll take calls off air if you need some help, or especially during this trying time. The numbers you can use, 412-281-3119. And you can also hear our program here Sunday morning. Sunday mornings, it starts at 6:30. But thanks for tuning in this, I could say, crazy time that we're living through right now. My name is George Dukovich. I'm a certified financial planner and registered investment advisor with Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James is a member of FINRA and SIPC. And we're here on the weekends normally to talk about normal basic financial planning. Unfortunately, this is something that is not normal, and you have to live through it. And it's affecting your money, your income, and, you know, all the values that you have in all your financial assets, and probably working on you a little mentally too. So let's try to get through this together, and I'll try to help as much as I can with the finance part of things. The market this week, you wouldn't know it, but believe it or not, the Dow had its three best day gain, get this, since 1931. Friday, yesterday, was a down day for the market, but Thursday had a three-day gain, best 3 days since 1931. Unbelievable. We went down yesterday, but despite that, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up this week. That's good. You're making back a little bit of your money that has been lost. The Dow went up about 12.8% this week, its strongest advance since 1938. Boy, you hate talking about the 30s, if you can imagine that. The S&P rose 10% for its biggest jump since 2008. And the NASDAQ's up a little over 9%, its biggest weekly increase since March of 2009. In those 3 days, the Dow bumped up about 21%. Now, what some people are saying, you know, is this the end? Is this the bottom? Honestly, people, most people don't know. But generally, what you do see, what have you seen before when there have been market sell-offs like this? You normally do see big gains in and out of the days where the big losses are taking place. That's why it kind of makes it difficult to try to determine, you know, if you're going to try to jump into the market and out of the market. That's called market timing. It's tough to do. I mean, I suppose you can get lucky and hopefully dodge the, you know, dodge the boulders that are falling, but it's very difficult even for the professionals to do that. So that's where we stand. Yesterday, Friday, the market, everybody was hoping for maybe a flat day. Didn't happen. The Dow Jones Industrials on Friday dropped 915 points, or about 4%. It closed at 21,636. The S&P index fell 88 points, or about 3.4%, to close at 2,541. And the NASDAQ composite, that lost 295 points, or about 3.8%, to finish at 7,502. Now, since their peaks, the Dow still stands about, let's call it 27% from the highs, okay? So that if you had a $100,000 index fund, it's now 27% lower, or $27,000 lower. The S&P is down about 25%, so your $100,000 fund down to 75. And the NASDAQ composite is off just under 24%, 23.6 from its all-time high. So that's where we stand. We were in the 30s, now we're in the 20s. So what we're going to do is take a look at some more of the market news when we come back, but also have some ways to try to keep yourself sane. Plus, a lot of information going out there, taking place, especially with retirement plans and required distributions. We'll talk about that when I come back. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in a maze of confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. And just a reminder, we'll take your calls after the program, but you can all leave a message now at 412-281-3119. Don't forget to check out our website also, DukovichFinancial.com. As I mentioned, markets down from the high, trying to make it back, and it's going to take some time. I think what you need to be prepared for is that it is definitely going to take some time to rebound. Now, what some of the people in the marketplace are talking about now, so if you're invested, what's going to happen now? Well, some people say we may retest the low. So what does that mean to you? Well, we bounced back this week, a nice bounce back week, 10-12% with a lot of the major indexes. Now, some stocks probably bounce back even more than that, but the markets as a whole had a decent bounce back. But retesting the lows, what does that mean? That means recently we were 10-12% lower than we are now. So some analysts think that we might go back and test that again, bounce off those numbers. Very difficult to call a low point in the market. All the analysts will tell you that. Some are saying that, you know, if you're a long-term investor, it's giving you the opportunity. If you're looking out 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, it's giving you the opportunity to buy stocks at much lower prices. If you're a trader, you just have to try to figure out what you're going to do day by day, you know, depending on what you're doing there. But most people are long-term investors. If you're saving in your retirement plans, just keep that going. Just keep the savings in. You're definitely buying low at this point. And when you're saving in your retirement plan and the money's coming out of your pay every 2 weeks or once a month, you're buying some shares every 2 weeks or once a month, and you're buying them cheaper. As far as the bonds go, well, you know, bonds, the interest rates, you know, not any higher than they were last week. Some of the rates on the 10-year Treasury were behind or below, you know, 1%, actually dipping below 0.7%. So the interest rates have dropped back down. Your bond funds probably holding their value. And in some cases, they could be going up in value. So that's kind of like where we stand. What are some people saying? It's going to take a month or so to digest all the information that's out there and move ahead where the markets, you know, you become, I guess, accept what's going on and look down the road to get past it. But then in the next month, we need to get a lot of the medical treatments caught up to date with the testing and taking care of people, and they need to see a trend of this virus trending down. then you'll start to see the economy pick up. But as far as the shutdowns, how long that's going to take place and hold the economy back, nobody really knows. Now, the big news of the past week, which should come to no surprise, initial claims for unemployment rose to the 2.898 million, which works out to, when you put all the adjustments in there, works out to over 3.2 million, almost 3.3 million people filing for unemployment, a record. Now, shouldn't surprise everybody, because if you look around, every restaurant, every hotel, and every retail store, just about every business in general is closed down that deal daily with people. There's a lot of people that are in different types of jobs that are still working. Why? They can work from home. They have their computer set up and their telephone. And a lot of times those are, you know, big companies that have people in the buildings downtown, hundreds of employees, but now where are they at now? They are now working from home. So they are still working and probably not signing up for unemployment, but it's everybody else, stores, you know, malls, supermarkets, you name it, bars, restaurants, all of those people, you know, contractors or people that do construction type work. Now they're looking for, you know, some type of assistance. So that's why those unemployment numbers jumped up. So the unemployment rate numbers that are coming out, now the March employment report is coming out. That's due April 3rd. That'll be next week, but that'll understate the degree of weakness in the job market. Why? Because it's looking backwards, okay? It's looking backwards. A month from now, that report will be really negative. But then again, a month from now, you might start to see things improve. So, you know, what do you do? There's been a number of packages that have been passed. One thing to think about that has been passed, the required minimum distributions from IRAs for this year has been put on hold. So if you're over 70 or you're a beneficiary of an IRA annuity or investment account, your required distribution has now been put on hold. You do not have to take it if you don't want to. Now, some people have already taken it. We're trying to figure out what they can do if they want to put it back. We'll have to see that if you can do the, you know, indirect rollover and put the money back into the account. But you got to be careful. There's a lot of specialized rules with that. And the bill was just signed yesterday on Friday. So now it was for roughly, what, about 800 pages or so, something of that nature. You got to look at the small print and see what you can really do. So the good news is if you haven't taken your RMD or you've only taken some of it, you now have the, you know, the choice to decide, do I want to or not? Okay. So I would hold off if I were you, if you can. If you can do without the money, might as well just hold off on it for now. Because if you think about it, here, oh, you know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, the end of January or the end of December, beginning of January, that's when the value was set for you to take out your required minimum distribution. Well, think about it. At the end of the year, the markets were way up, highly valued. So your required minimum distribution is pretty big that you got to take out. So if you can hold off or take less, that's a good thing. Okay, we're going to talk about some more of those ideas of what you can do in a moment. But first, we have to take a short commercial break, so stay tuned. You're listening to The Money Line Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
All right, welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. And a reminder, you can hear our program here Saturday mornings. Tape replay Sunday mornings. And our office is located on Liberty Avenue Strip District, which you can't come into right now, right? You can't really go anywhere. But I would say to you also, a lot of the restaurants that you probably know, and you're probably sick and tired of being cooped up, a lot of restaurants are providing takeout. Now, they might not have the biggest sign in the world to tell you they're doing takeout, so you might want to call them at different times. And it seems like a lot of them are doing it mostly for dinners, but you might want to check for lunches. So check all your local restaurants that you used to go to and see if they're doing some type of takeout. Maybe give yourself a break and order something from them. Help them stay in business. I mean, that's a tough business to begin with, the restaurant business. Now you take away all the business that was coming in, they're struggling. So if you can help somebody out locally, go ahead and do that. Help them out. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. And if they are open, tell your friends and neighbors. I've noticed a lot of people with work. Now we're doing a lot of these programs that are on a computer where you can have big meetings and all the people tune in, like a webinar. I noticed now individual groups of neighbors and relatives are doing that now, talking to everyone. So you can spread the word that way and spread the word, I guess, with the email and Facebook and all those other areas, and try to help these businesses out. Try to help them survive if you can. A lot of things have taken place. Of course, the economic reports are coming out. And the reports coming out now, again, are for reports behind us. Activity took behind us, so it's not going to impact. It's not going to look as negative as you think it would look based on everything that's going on. But the big the $2 trillion fiscal stimulus deal has been reached, and it's going to put a lot of money into the system. It's going to cover payroll for individual employees that have compensation up to a certain level. Checks are going to go out to individuals, $1,200 per adult, $2,400 for joint filers, and plus you're going to get $500 per dependent for children. There's a phase out for individuals with adjusted gross income above $75,000. Direct deposit for previous direct deposit of tax returns, that's where the money's going to go. Still a lot of details to work out, and people might ask, well, when are they going to send checks? And the people are going to need the checks most of all. And it's just funny if you think about it. It's for most of the people you see working all the time. That's who's going to benefit the most. And what I mean by that, you see these people in the stores, you see them in the restaurants, you see them in the malls working, you see them in the hotels working. They're going to get the checks. Now, a lot of people you don't see, people in the office buildings, they could still be working, because from what I understand, the demand on the internet service and demand for all types of computer sales are through the roof, because of how many people are now working from home during this time. So a lot of people you don't see, they might still be working and still making money. And that's why with all these economic reports, it's kind of tough to see really what's going on out there, what the impact has been, because a lot of these people that you do see in these different, I'll call them retail establishments, they're the ones that need the help the most because they are not there, okay? So hopefully the checks can get out there and help people, at the right time, help them make their bills, help them keep their insurance and things of that nature. That's what you're looking for, enough to, buy people sometimes to get through this mess, which, could be, a couple of months. You know, could be 1 month, could be 2 months. Depends on how everything is going to play out here. So we'll have to wait and see. Now, I do have a bunch of numbers I want to go over, but I'm going to take a break here and get these numbers all lined up for you, because then, you know, we'll be almost out of time. So let's take that break now. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. I'm going to take a short commercial break right now, and we will be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in a maze of confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns, so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Moneyline Show here, the last show of March. April is next week. And if you haven't heard, you don't have to worry about getting your taxes done by April 15th, although I do know a lot of the tax preparers are working. Again, that's part of the people you don't see, you know, out there visibly, like a lot of the tax professionals, because normally they're in an office-type setting, but they are still working. They are still preparing the taxes. They are still doing whatever they can. Of course, under all the restrictions, they're still getting the work done. So that's something to think about, too. So that's why I say some of these economic reports that come out could be a mixed bag, because a lot of the retail-type individuals that you visibly see are out of work and have – They're not, in other words, if you work at a restaurant, you're not working from home. If you're a waiter or waitress, or you work at a hotel, or you're working retail at Macy's or some other store like that, you're not working. But Macy's might still be selling stuff online, which they are. So those people are definitely hurting. They're going to, they'll be helped out greatly by this check. Part of that bill that passed was unemployment assistance. You get unemployment coverage for 4 months. And you're getting basically an additional $600 per week over state-level assistance. And talking to some folks here, they were saying, you know, their level of unemployment here was about $575 a week. Now they're getting a bump on top of that of about $600, and that's going to go a long way to keep them afloat until this thing settles down and businesses are going to open back up. So they're talking about that. For 4 months, the states are supposed to be fully reimbursed for the coverage, so no sweat off their back. I just hope they can process the claims. That's the other thing that I guess I'm going to have to warn you about a little bit, that, I mean, the system might be clogged up. Think about it. With everybody trying to file, it's from talking to people, it's sometimes tough to file when there's not a national emergency. Now you have a national emergency. So you might be waiting a little bit, so be a little patient there. And the states are going to be covered. There's no limitation on the funds, so that's good. We got the checks to the individuals coming out. Now they started talking about your retirement accounts and what you can do there. The only thing I would tell you is your retirement money is your retirement money. You know, people say they have an emergency fund or cash set up for a rainy day. Well, folks, there's a monsoon taking place right now. This is called the emergency, and this is why you have an emergency fund set up. This is it. When you're not working and you don't have money coming in, This is why we always try to tell people, you know, have 6 months to a year in liquid assets that you can cash in. And it's funny, I was talking to some people and they said, well, you know, I have my cash set up and I don't know if it's an emergency. I said, this is declared an emergency. You can use the cash you have set up. That's why you have it. That's why it's there. And the thought behind it is to buy you time to replace the cash flow you may be losing, you know, especially if you're not able to collect, or, you know, these checks they're talking about, you know, they might not get into the system for 2 to 4 weeks. So, you know, we'll try to keep you up to date when we hear that they're coming out or if we hear from anybody that's getting their checks. But retirement accounts they're talking about, taking out withdrawals up to $100,000 exempt from certain penalties. I don't know if I would do that. I mean, that would be the last thing I'd want to do. You can have, you could take a loan out of your qualified retirement plan. A loan's not treated as a distribution, and they're going to extend the payback period by 1 year on the loans. Okay? So that's something you could think about there possibly. But again, you don't want to deal with or try not to tap into your long-term money if you don't have to. Try to leave the long-term money alone. That's the big thing. Try to leave that money alone and let it grow. Again, that's why you have the emergency fund. There's no required minimum distributions here in 2020. Distributions may be repaid over a three-year period. Now, these retirement distributions, that's covering just this year, just this calendar year, the beginning of the year through the end of the year. Now, keep in mind, there's going to be more details coming, the small prints coming. These are like the headlines, okay? These are the, you know, the beginning parameters for you to start to think about what to do. There's going to be a lot of money for businesses, a lot of different type of SBA loans to small businesses to help cover payroll. From the middle of February 15th, until June 30th. So you can see even with these numbers, they're looking at, okay, we're hoping this situation doesn't go past mid-year. I mean, most people seem to think they're looking at a month from now, the end of April, to have a pretty good handle on what's going on. But who knows? You have to stay tuned to see. They're talking about all this money to help small businesses. They're saying a small business is defined as people with 500 or fewer employees, and that's quite a bit. That's a lot of people out there. That's a lot of businesses. They do most of the, you know, hiring. If you think about it, it is millions and millions of people. So we're going to keep passing along all these different items as they're passed and as we get the small print. If you want to get a copy of the reports that we have now, you could call us during the week and we'll send those out to you, like either email. If you have an email, you could call us or, you know, contact us through our website. We'll get the report out so you can see what's all involved. And there's a lot. There's a lot in there for big businesses, banks, and whatnot, but you would probably appreciate, you know, what's out there for the individual and small businesses. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show, folks. Please take care of yourself out there. If you need help with your own planning and you don't want to do it alone anymore, our phone number is 412-281-3119. Have a nice weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you next week on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com. And one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial. They help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.